Galatians 5:1. Freedom is what we have. It's been given to you. It's been paid for by Christ. Christ has set us free. Stand then as free people and do not allow yourself to become slaves again. Because there's plenty of people out there who are going to turn you into a slave again. Legalist, perfectionist, and conformist who are going to try to take away your freedom. Don't let them do it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Freedom.
Anytime you doubt God's word, that's from the devil. And he said, "Don't I know God says do this, but you need to do this." And you always get into trouble when you do that. These rules, these laws, these principles are always for your own good. They're always for your own good. They're not to make you miserable, they're to make you meaningful. See, the truth is, you don't really break God's laws. They break you. You only hurt yourself every time you deny what God tells you to do. You break God's laws, they break you. For instance, a guy goes up on the top of the Empire State Building and he says, "I believe that there is no such thing as the law of gravity. And the law of gravity applies to everybody else, but it doesn't apply to me. So I'm going to prove that the law of gravity doesn't apply to me." And he jumps off the Empire State Building. And on the way down, 20, 30, 40 floors down, he's going, "I'm free." He just hadn't hit bottom yet. And about 50 floors down, somebody sticks their head out the window and says, "How's it going?" He says, "So far, so good." But at some point, the law is going to break him. When God tells you to do something, you need to just do it. You just need to do it. So that's trusting the truth. We're going to come to that in just a minute. Now, how do I live a radical life? How do I live a radically free life? Most people aren't free. They're bound up inside. Fear, guilt, resentment, and all these things. Even Christians who know the Lord still aren't free. You got to do three things. Write these down. Number one, always submit to God's Spirit. Always submit to God's Spirit. What does that mean? It means you're constantly talking to the Lord throughout the day, and you're saying, "Jesus, what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do here?" You're just always surrendering, always submitting, always yielding to that still small voice. Say, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" You listen to God. And if you listen to God, He'll put ideas in your mind. And you'll know, I need to do this right now. Now, the more you let God's Spirit live in you, the more freedom you're going to have. Look at this verse. Let's read it aloud together. 2 Corinthians 3:17. "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Not religion, freedom. Jesus came not to give you religion, but to set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, where the spirit of self is, there's bondage. When I do what I want to do, then I'm going to be in bondage. When I do what the Spirit wants me to do, there's going to be freedom. And so I let the freedom of God's Spirit live through me. Now, friends, this is where the power comes from. It's Jesus inside you. Now, follow me on this. This is maybe a little hard to understand at first. The more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. Let me explain. The more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. For instance, I do not have the freedom to do brain surgery. They'd put me in jail if I tried. Why? Because I don't have the power to do it. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the skill. I don't have the education. I don't have the power to do it. So I'm not free to do it because I don't have the power to do it. Freedom comes from having the power to do it. Let me give you another example. I am not free to play in the World Cup. Why? Because I don't have that athletic ability. I don't have the skill. I don't have the talent. I don't have the coordination. I don't have the experience. I don't have the training. So I don't have the power to play in the World Cup. So I'm not free to play in the World Cup, you know, soccer games. If I did have that ability and had that power and had that experience, well, then, yes, I'd have the freedom to play in it, but I don't. The power that God gives you the freedom to do the right thing. So the more God's Spirit lives in you and you let Him live in you and you just talk to Him all the time. You're driving down the street. Lord, what do you want me to do right now? You're getting ready to go into the house. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say to my family? You're going shopping. Lord, you wanted to interrupt my life here? Is anybody here that you're going to bring into my life and cause me to say a word of encouragement to? Or whatever you want, you just go with the flow. You let the Spirit live in you, and you always submit to the Spirit, and that gives you power to change. Power to change. Now, so you say, Rick, this sounds really good, but isn't this kind of power just kind of like for the top folks, the super saints, the really spiritual people like missionaries and nuns? No. That power is available to you. The same power that is available to me as a pastor is available to you. Look at the next verse. The Bible, Jesus says, Jesus gave His life to purchase freedom for who? Circle that. Everyone. That includes you. So you always submit to God's Spirit. Number two, you always trust the truth. This is the second key to real freedom, to daily freedom on a daily basis. You always trust the truth. Whenever you doubt God's word, you're going to get into trouble. I started going down this way a minute ago. See, the truth is, the fact is, the reality is, you don't trust God's truth nearly as much as you trust your own feelings. I trust my feelings so much of the time rather than what has God said to do. Now, for instance, God says, you want me to bless your finances. You put me first in your finances and you tithe. But I don't feel like I can afford that. So I'm going to trust my feelings rather than what the truth is. Because we're in a recession. I'm going to trust my feelings. And as a result, I miss out on God's blessing. When somebody has hurt me deeply, God says, the truth says, you must forgive that person. Let it go. Don't hold on to grudge. You're only hurting yourself with your own poison. Bitterness means you're wrong. No matter what they've done, you're wrong if you're bitter. I go, yeah, I know I should let it go. I should forgive them, but I don't feel like doing that, so I'm not going to. I'm going to trust my feelings more than the truth. And then I get in trouble, and I get all kinds of heartache and problems in my life. When God says sex should be saved only for marriage, well, yeah, I know God says that, but really, I don't feel that, and I feel it should be this, and so I'm going to go with my feelings, not with the truth. All of these rules, these principles, are for your benefit. God is not some capricious God who just makes up stuff to make your life a bummer. He does this for your own good. He's trying to prevent heartache, broken hearts, broken minds, broken dreams, broken promises, all these different things. If you want to be free, you must always trust the truth. You must always submit to the Spirit, and you must trust the truth. Why? Here's what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, then you're really my disciples. The word is God's truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope.
Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
God is not some capricious God who just makes up stuff to make your life a bummer. He does this for your own good. He's trying to prevent heartache, broken hearts, broken minds, broken dreams, broken promises, all these different things. If you want to be free, you must always trust the truth. You must always submit to the Spirit, and you must trust the truth. Why? Here's what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, then you're really my disciples. The word is God's truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. The more you get God's truth in your mind, the freer you're going to be. The more you believe Satan's lies, the more you believe your own feelings, the more in bondage you're going to be. It's your choice. God's word is the second source of power for freedom. The first source is his Spirit in our life. The second source is his word in our lives. James 1:25 calls the Bible the perfect law that gives us freedom. This book doesn't bind you up. This book sets you free. And the more you read it and apply it and memorize it and put it in your life, it sets your mind free. It actually can heal your mind. I'll tell you something to make some of you guys laugh. Years ago, when I was still a teenager, I had a garage band, a rock band. And there was a guy in my band named Charlie. Charlie had been smoking weed since age one. And he'd taken numerous other pharmaceuticals, if you get my drift. And as a result, his mind... Charlie had a two-word vocabulary, wow and wow. He could barely put a sentence together. He just could hardly get a sentence together. He was so messed up. The drugs had really done a number on his mind, and he's just kind of in a stupor all the time. Charlie found Christ, and he began to read the Bible, and that Bible, the washing of the water of the word, began to heal his mind. I don't know what it did, but somehow the synapses started connecting again. And the dopamine, all that stuff started working, and the sparks started flying in the right direction, and pretty soon, Charlie sometimes actually made sense. And the more he read the word, the more his He was back in his right mind. He was coming back. Why? There is power in the Word of God. It was freeing his mind. David says it like this in Psalm 119. I will walk about in freedom. Wouldn't you like to do that? Wouldn't you like to spend all day tomorrow walking about in freedom? I will walk about not in worry, not in legalism, not in guilt, not in fatigue. I will walk about in freedom, for I've sought out your precepts, your principles, your truth. David says the key to my freedom is I trust the truth. I live in the Word. And the more I study this book, the more freer I'll be. I always submit to the Spirit. I always trust the truth. Number three, I always use my freedom to serve others. And that's the third key. I always use my freedom to serve others. The more you serve other people, the more freedom God gives you, because he wants you to be an unselfish, gracious, generous person. Now think about this. You wake up tomorrow morning and you sit on the side of your bed and you say, okay, Lord, today I'm going to submit to your Spirit, and today I'm going to trust your truth, and today I'm going to use my freedom to serve others. Let's just review all the things you've done for me. Number one, I am completely forgiven. Check. Nothing I've ever done or will do is going to be held against me, because I am completely forgiven. I have a clear conscience. That's good news. Number two, no matter what happens to me today, I have personal access to you. I got an all-access card, and I can talk to you about anything, anytime, anywhere, no matter what I face today. Boom. Number two. Number three, you're going to give me the power to say no when I need to say no, and the power to say yes when I need to say yes on things that make my life count and don't do things that mess up my life. Check. You're going to give me a life of meaning and purpose, and I don't have to live an empty life anymore, and I don't have to depend on the validation of other people to make me happy. I don't need other people's approval. I'm not living for cultural applause. Check. And, oh, by the way, if I happen to die today, that's okay, because I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with you, and I'm not afraid of what the devil throws at me. He only can give me suggestions, and I'm not going to believe his lies, because I'm going to submit to your Spirit, trust the truth, and give my life in serving other people. That's freedom. Now, when you're that free and you look around you and everybody else around you is in slavery, what are you supposed to do? Help them. Help them. You've seen these shows where, Navy SEALs go in and they unlock, the door of a prisoner who's been held as a kidnap. And that guy, what's he do? He gets the keys and he unlocks everybody else. And they all get out of prison together. And that's our job. And that's why we have Saddleback. Because once we're out of prison, we're to help other people with the good news. What is the good news? Jesus sets us free. The Bible says this, you were called to be free, but don't use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. It's all about love. Paul says it like this. In the next verse on the screen, he says, though I am free and I belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Now, let me summarize it. Every day of your life, you're either growing in freedom or you're growing in bondage. You're never standing still. Every day, your life is getting wider and more open, wide open spaces. You're getting more and more freedom in your life, and life becomes wider and more beautiful and more wonderful and more meaningful, or your life is getting more narrow, more in bondage to worry and fear and guilt and judgment and approval of others, and you're getting narrower and narrower and more afraid of the fact that you're getting older, that you're going to die. And all, are you getting one way or the other? And it's your choice. I want you to look at the verse on the front of your outline as we close. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. But the truth is, most people aren't living that way. Why? Look at the next verse, Galatians 5:1. Freedom is what we have. It's been given to you. It's been paid for by Christ. Christ has set us free. Stand then as free people and do not allow yourself to become slaves again. Because there's plenty of people out there who are going to turn you into a slave again. Legalist, perfectionist, and conformist who are going to try to take away your freedom. Don't let them do it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan-leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that He gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. In this month of giving, I'd like to give something to you. And I'm very proud of this new tool we developed. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Full color, vegan leather cover, 208 pages of Bible verses, illustrations, photos, encouraging verses that'll help you stay consistent all this next year in your prayer time. Finally, let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.